being a little hard on myself. I'm being a little OCD, a little perfectionist, and I've deleted this podcast like four fucking times already, and four's my lucky number, so let's just say fourth time's a charm. So I know what's funny is that's what the topic is about today, is perfectionism. So let's get into it. My name is Paige. Welcome to On an Impulse. Thank you for tuning in. Like, follow, share this podcast so I feel good. And also because I'm kind of funny, and don't you want other people to listen to me and be like, oh, she's kind of funny? Yeah, you do. Also, you want to share my podcast because I just got in my second little microphone, and it is my goal this week, this upcoming week, to have a person, to have a guest on my podcast. I don't fucking know who. I don't know what we're going to talk about, but that is my goal. And I'm really excited and a little nervous, but I want to do it. I have this like thing, this idea in my head, and I really want to like go full force with it, but I'm like nervous. I'm like, oh, that's not who I am. And it's like, that is who you are, because if it wasn't, you wouldn't have had these fucking ideas to do it. Okay, bitch, it's time to shine. That's what we're going to talk about today. You do not have to be this like most perfect version of yourself. You don't have to be 100% accomplished and knowledgeable in a topic to discuss it, to participate in it, to state that you practice it. Let me explain. This lady came in the other day at work, and I was checking her out at the register, and she was like, oh my gosh, I love your necklace. And I was like, oh, thank you, I made it. And she was like, oh my gosh, are you a jeweler? So am I. Like, I made this necklace I'm wearing. And I did compliment her on her necklace, but instead of like having this genuine conversation and bonding with her, I was like, oh no, I'm not a jeweler. Like, I downplayed myself as fuck because I don't make jewelry all the time, or because I'm not selling it. I was just like, oh no, I'm not a jeweler. Like, I am, bitch. I make jewelry. I do it for fun. I fucking wear it all the time. I enjoy doing it. I make jewelry for my friends. Like, I am a jeweler. Just because I'm not fucking amazing at it, just because I don't have like a whole home setup where I'm like dedicating hours of the day making jewelry and putting them up on my Etsy, doesn't make me any less of a jeweler. And I feel like when I downplay myself like this, it's hurting my character, it's hurting my confidence, and it's hurting my conversations. So today has been a huge reflection day for me. I've really been trying to think. Not trying to think. I've been trying to listen to my thoughts. And like, why do I do these things? And like, what other areas in my life am I doing this? Where am I not giving myself the credit where credit's due? And let's talk about it. Let's talk about all the ways I'm not giving myself credit. Let's start with yoga. I went to a class the other day. Been a while since I've been to a class, and I'm really glad that I got to go. It really kind of reminded me of like, these are the things that I enjoy doing, and that's what life is about, doing things that you enjoy. So we'll definitely be doing more classes coming up in my life, and like that's just something I decided I really want to start dedicating some more of my energy towards. Because I have my practice at home, and like while that's great, the energy that's in the room when we're all flowing together, when we're chanting, when we're meditating, when we're saying om, like that energy, it feels fucking amazing to feel so connected with so many humans in that same space where we're all working together to just feel our best and to heal and to just be present. It's so powerful. And I want to be more in that space and in that mindset, and with others that also feel that way. But the teacher was using a lot of like the Sanskrit words. So a lot of times when we teach yoga, we're like, okay, like now we're gonna go into Chaturanga. And like that's just like you like a push up, basically. A push up and you dip down and you bring your head up. I have not taken the time to really learn all the Sanskrit words. I probably know like 10, maybe. And I was kind of beating myself up. I'm like, see, this is why you can't teach yoga. Like, even though I am a certified teacher, I'm like, you can't teach yoga. Like, you don't know any of the words. Like, he's so professional right now, like saying all these things. Like, you really need to get your shit together. You need to be studying. You need to blah, blah, blah. I was being so hard on myself. And I do that a lot when it comes to yoga. I'm like, oh, I'm a yoga teacher. But then I'll get really quiet because I'm like, oh, I'm not actually teaching yoga anywhere. I mean, I'll say some things here on the podcast, and I'll give people advice in person, or sometimes on my Instagram I'll put some things, but that's about as far as it goes. And I got offered a job the other day teaching yoga by fucking chance, and just out of fucking nowhere. It was so crazy. I don't even know how the conversation started. And I was like, yes. Like, oh, this feels so in alignment. Like, wow, how the universe really just brings what you need at the right time to you. And but then after the conversation, after that initial high, I was like, oh, like you can't teach yoga. Like, you don't even have like a really set structure on how you teach. You don't. I started listing like all these things that I don't have. And while, yeah, it's you should dive deeper into your craft, whatever it is, and you should try and study and learn and do the best you can, but at the same time, like, know where your strengths are. So, like, maybe when I make jewelry, like, I'm really only good at making, like, I don't know, like beach themed jewelry. Like, I really like seashell things, but I don't like melt metal down and like make homemade rings. Like, maybe that's just not the avenue that I'm at. So, like, maybe with yoga, like, I don't learn all the Sanskrit words, or I don't know, like, all of this crazy anatomy. I know the basics, calm down. Maybe those aren't the areas where I dive deep. Maybe where I dive deep is my meditation, is helping you tune into your subconscious and deal with trauma. I know that that's what I practice so much at home. I know that's what I've studied the most, and I know that's what I feel like I could confidently teach. So, like, why don't I just strengthen my strengths a little bit more? Lean into those. And like I said, like, it doesn't mean your quote unquote weaknesses shouldn't be worked on, but you have strengths for a reason, right? And just because you don't know everything, just because I'm not just this most perfect yoga person and whatever, doesn't mean I'm not qualified to teach. And like, that's kind of what yoga is all about, right? It's not. It's realizing and coming to terms, like, I'm just a human. Like, I'm a mind, body, and soul. Like, I am not perfect, and nobody is perfect. And my whole goal is to be present with where I am and do with that what I can. Where else am I doing this in my life? My writing, for sure. My laptop broke. And let's all be honest, that's an excuse because there's pen and paper. I could use my phone. Just go, like, oh, I don't want to write because my laptop's broken. My laptop's broken. And I'm like, what am I even going to write about? I don't know if I want to write like a self-help thing, or like a, I don't know, like a spiritual thing, or like a fiction, or like a fucking erotica. Like, it's just like there's fucking poetry. There's like so many avenues I could go. And it's like the truth is, I could write all of those things, but I can't just pick one. So then I don't really claim that I'm a writer. And I get kind of triggered when other people are like, oh, yeah, I'm a writer. I'm like, shut the fuck up. I'm a writer too. But I just say that in my head. And I get triggered and my ego gets wounded because I'm downplaying my own skills because I don't have the confidence in my writing. And it's so silly because I've literally won awards in school for my writing. I've had teachers move me from classes, like, you need to be in the higher level, like English, like, you shouldn't be in this class if your writing is way more advanced than this. I have these skills, and I like still, I'm like, it's not good enough. This podcast, I'm like, I'm all over the place. Like, I don't feel like when I speak, I want it to sound like a book. I want it to sound like this fucking like mind-blowing information where you're listening to my podcast, you're like, holy shit, like I never saw it in that perspective before. I'm motivated to go out and change my life. Okay, like I just want it to hit. And I'm so focused on it, like hitting, that I like keep myself from making podcasts sometimes because I'm trying so hard to be perfect at it. And there's so many different people doing podcasts, and there's so many different styles too. And I'll watch other people with like a certain style, and I'm like, oh, I need to like try harder to do it more like this. And it's like, well, that's not my fucking vibe. Like, vibe with your tribe, vibe on your frequency, and that's how you're gonna make the most out of your life. Like, tune in to what feels good to you. Be unique. Like, don't try to be like everyone else. You can be inspired by others, but don't try to be like others. You know, you have to be like your own version of amazing. And that's how you're going to succeed, because it's going to feel very authentic. And people are going to be inspired when they see, like, wow, look how authentic she is being in herself. Like, she's not afraid. He's not afraid. Whoever you are. They are not afraid to be themselves. And that's inspiring me to be myself. And it's so crazy that I find myself like looking at others and like wanting to be like them, when I know like my whole childhood growing up, I have this whole, and now I have this whole thing where I'm like, I don't want to be like anyone else. Like, I'm fucking weird, I'm quirky. And like, yeah, the weird part, like I didn't want to get picked on, but like I always knew like I was a little bit of an oddball. That's okay. Like, I've got a different way that I see life, just like we all do. And I was so like pressed when I was younger. Like, I just want to be different. Even now, I'm like, I want to be fucking covered in tats. Oh my God. So funny. I like went on a date a little while ago, I don't know. And this guy, he was like super fucking tatted, and he was like, hold on, wait, what did he say? He's like, I just like love, I had like tooth gems, and he's like, I just love anything that like makes you like more unappealing to like the public. Like, I love when people are like, oh, like what the fuck is wrong with them? Like, and I was like, I fucking feel that. Like, I want people to look at me and be like, oh, like I'm scared of her. Like, oh, I don't know how I feel about her. Like, I want to be covered in tattoos. I want my fucking bling on my teeth and my lip piercing and my nose ring, and I just want to be edgy and my red hair and just like my cool outfits. And like, you wish you were me. You wish you were me, but you don't understand me. Like, I'm so edgy, I'm so cool. Like, I always want to stand out. I do not want to blend in. I feel that to my core. I love making other people uncomfortable. But I find it so funny that I'm sitting here watching, and there's nothing wrong with these people. I'm not hating on anyone. I just find myself watching like these girls with this golden blonde hair, and they're like perfectly big lips and their eyelash extensions and like their perfect clean little house and their like little aesthetic. And like, you know, I'm like, God, I wanna glow up. I want that. And it's like, no, I don't. That doesn't feel good to me. I don't feel pretty like that. You know what? I like coming home in my house. I like my house to look lived in. Do I want it dirty? No. But I want books all over the fucking fireplace and the chair and on my desk and on my bed, and I want my dog laying halfway across my king size bed, and I want dog hair on the floor. Not really. I don't want dog hair on the floor. You just can't get rid of that shit. But I want, you know, a chocolate bar on my nightstand, and I want like my tennis shoes by the front door instead of put away in the closet. Like, I want just, I don't know, salt in my little like grinder thing. What is that thing where you like muddle? What is that thing called where you like take the little stick and the bowl and you like muddle your salt up? Anyways, I want things to like lived in, right? Because that's what I enjoy. I think it's more homey that way. I don't want to be like this minimalist person. I'm a maximalist, and I need to stop trying so hard. All right, I need to, it's not that I need to stop trying so hard. I just need to accept where I am. I don't fucking know what I'm saying anymore. Let's move on. So, what else was I doing this with? I noticed that I think I've been doing it at work too. So, I've asked for this raise twice at work now. And first time, I don't really feel like it was my fault, but like whatever. I don't think I really stood up for myself the first time. And the second time, I asked, I was like, is there anything that I am not doing that I should be? I just want to make sure that I've earned this raise, like blah 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 blah. Thought I was being all noble, and they were like, yeah, whatever, go fuck yourself, like blah blah blah. And now I'm like, gonna ask again. And I'm like, no. Like, I know I put in the fucking work here. I had a fucking heart attack, and my ass is back at work the next day. I am dedicated. It's literally proven in the numbers how hard I fucking work. My coworkers are like, God damn, I'm exhausted just watching you. Like, what? Okay. Like, I know how much effort, how much thought I put into helping my coworkers, being there for my team. Like, I know how hard I try to be a good manager and a good leader. And are there some days where I'm tired and I'm not perfect? Yes, like, but that's fucking everyone, okay? Any boss is gonna have that day. Any team member, employee is gonna have an off day. That doesn't make me not a great person. I am a fucking beast, okay? Like, I go hard at my job. I'm like, give me more stress. I'll take it. And I'm not fucking taking no for an answer, okay? Like, I don't know if y'all need to know this in my life, but I'm not taking no for an answer. Like, stand up. Like, I was sitting here thinking, like, oh, like, I could be better. I could be better. No, like, I am really fucking good and I deserve more and I will be better. If there's something I'm not doing, fucking let me know. I'll do it. That's how hard I work. Bitch. Okay. It's gonna go differently than that, but it's so funny how the more I started reflecting on this topic of just like, where am I saying that I'm inadequate when I'm not really? So many things have popped up. My practice, my craft, I practice witchcraft. I'm a Wiccan. I have been since I was like fucking 8 years old, nine. I can't really think of the age exactly. It's something I am dedicated to. I've been dedicated to. Something that brings me a lot of peace. I feel a lot of joy, a lot of understanding, a lot of protection. And a lot of, what is that word? I feel so, like, I want to say, like, in the zone, but I feel like I belong when I tune into my practice and to my craft and when I'm dedicating time to it. And I feel like I gain a lot of knowledge. This needs to be a different topic because I need to go deeper into it. But when I am practicing witchcraft, like it's a lot, I'm tuning in a lot to myself and the power that I hold, and just tuning into like my higher self and meditating a lot and reflecting and just using that knowledge and just making this fucking life that I want for myself. And I feel like I gain a lot of. Max! Don't scare me like that ever again! Jesus! Okay. Well, I'm not editing that out. I'm sorry, y'all. Okay, so I gain a lot of knowledge, and sometimes I have trouble distinguishing the knowledge that I gain. Sometimes I feel like I'm making it all up in my head, and other times I feel like I have this power from the certainty of my beliefs. And I don't know if that's gonna make any sense to y'all. I also feel like I like stop myself from practicing because with all of the fun magic comes like this shadow work that you have to do. It's like all this unveiling and all of this like what I'm doing now. Like, why do I feel like I don't deserve these things? Like, why am I not confident in my abilities? Like, I have to sit here and I need to reflect, like, what is it that's holding me back? And a lot of time in a spiritual practice, this doesn't have to be like fucking witchcraft, like this fucking Christianity or just whatever your personal belief is. It's a lot of shadow work. It's a lot of sitting there and reflecting, like, why am I self-sabotaging? And like, what do I need to let go of so that I can move forward? And I think I keep myself from doing all the fun things because I'm like, if I don't do and practice the fun magic, then I don't have to do any of the like scary shadow work and I don't have to work on myself. But that's not the case. The shadows are still there, whether I decide to acknowledge them or not. It's funny I say I'm doing the work, but all I'm really doing is acknowledging and noticing that there's work to be done. I keep thinking I want to be and do all these things, and instead of saying I am these things and then taking action, I have this n mindset that like I need to get prepared for the thing and then it will come. But in reality, what I really believe and what I've been reflecting on is that what I need to do instead is to just jump in head first and then just learn how to do it as I go. It's kind of like being a parent. Like, I'm obviously not a parent, but like that's the example that just came to my head. I'm a dog mom, okay? You could read all the fucking books you want to, but like you're never really gonna be prepared for what it's like having a child until that child is here. And then you're there. You're in it and you've got to be in it and you got to figure it out. And I think it's like that for everything. Like the money is not going to come first for whatever it is you need to get. You just need to fucking get your head, you need to get your toes wet. You need to get in there and the money will come afterwards once the universe sees like the energy you're putting towards it. It's like, "Oh, they really want this thing." Okay, like here, like let's fucking make it happen then. I think the last thing I've noticed that I really do this with is relationships, like loving friend, just friendships too, not just like romantic relationships. I keep saying like, you know, I'm not emotionally available, I'm not ready, I have trouble committing to people. I'm, you know, fill in the fucking blank. I've got a fucking laundry list of reasons why I feel like I'm not fit for a relationship. And you know, the truth is, like, that's just not the truth. I'm a very loving fucking person. I love very hard. I understand, like, my love language. I can have conversations even when they're uncomfortable. I've learned how to set boundaries for myself. I've learned how to give myself space when I need it and how to voice that I need space. And like, are there things that I still need to work on? Yeah, but I'm not gonna be able to work on those until I'm actually in the relationship. And like, is that gonna be easy? Like, no, but sitting over here and telling myself like it's not going, I'm not ready. It's just bullshit. That's me saying I'm not ready is me just pushing away the fact that I'm scared, you know, and it's just like don't know. It's like a lot. Like to have somebody, to be with someone, to dedicate time to them, to like to be alone and be able to use all of your time for yourself. And then now some of that time has to go to that other person. I feel like that's really overwhelming to me. Like, I just, and it's so crazy because I've done it before, right? And I think before that person ended up being like so much of my life that I didn't really have my own. And I think that's where I get scared, even though I know that that's not going to happen this time because I'm so aware now and I've been putting in all this work. And like I said, I know how to communicate. Like, heads up when I'm dating someone, like, hey, like, I'm the kind of person that, like, requires space. I'm the kind of person that has a lot of hobbies and really likes to dive deep and, like, take my time for my craft. And, like, I need that time to do those things. Like, I'm someone that's very dedicated to my work. Like, I'm not just gonna, like, well, I mean, I'll take off work if you're trying to go on a vacation, but, like, I'm not just gonna, like, take off work because you're having a bad day all the time. Or, like, this is a case by case scenario, but, like, I know, like, where I stand firm in, like, things in my life, and I know how to voice that to somebody. And that's a lot. That takes a lot more than you would think, in my opinion. Most people just can't even fucking tell you what it is that they want. When we all know what we want, we're just fucking scared, okay? Yeah, I'm more than qualified to, and friendships too. Like, I'm saying it just like a relationship, but, like, friendships, I'm like, oh, I'm not really a good friend. Like, I'm suck at texting back. Like, I really like my space. I don't like hanging out that much. Like, okay, that doesn't make me a bad friend. Like, I'll go hang out for a few hours and then, like, that's my max. Like, I'm good and I'm ready to go home. Like, I don't need to spend 24 fucking hours with a friend to be a good friend. I love giving gifts. I'm a good gift giver. I love showing my affection in that way, and I do that for my friends in my life. Like, my friends complain. I'm like, I'm there. Like, let me listen. Like, do you want advice? Do you just need me to, like, sit here and listen to you? I do that. I show up. I have all the qualities of being a really great friend. It's me telling myself that I'm not one that is holding me back. So, sorry, this was a little all over the place. I've really just started reflecting on this topic for the past few hours, and I'm still kind of digesting it as I talk. But I would love for you to take time whenever you hear this, after this, maybe journal, maybe go for a walk. Get away from your fucking phone. Oh my God, the phone is the fucking devil. It's a blessing in so many ways, but Jesus Christ. I need to get the fuck away from my phone. That's another goal this week. I need to get away from my phone. Jesus. I encourage you to step away from everyone, everything, and just take some time for yourself and reflect, like, what are some things in my life that I am telling myself I'm not capable of or I'm not good enough at? That is just a blatant lie. Like, what are you lying to yourself about? What are your strengths? And are you tuning into those? Are you using those? I appreciate you listening. I'm gonna leave you with one last little thought. And I saw this on TikTok, but this girl was like, I can't remember her fucking name, of course. Hold on, what'd she say? It was good. Oh, when you get something that you like, say thank you, more please. You can say it out loud. She said to say it out loud. You can say it in your head, whatever. But for example, like, so maybe in your dating life, you go out with a guy and, like, he's covered in tattoos and you fucking love that. But didn't like his personality, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Look at his tattoos and, like, look at his aesthetic. Like, thank you, more please. Like, I loved this universe. Thank you. Like, bring me more of that, please. Or you get a compliment and you're like, oh, I love that. Was so nice of that lady to give me a compliment. Say thank you, more please. Like, thank you, universe. I love receiving compliments. More please. Say you find $5 on the ground. I love money. Thank you, universe. More, please. Like, show me more. Show me more of this. Thank you so much. I am so grateful for this thing. I want to see more of it. Show me the money, bitch. So, I don't know. I've just been practicing it, and it's been, like, helping me, like, pull out the little things in my life that I'm like, okay, there, maybe it's not exactly what I want. But I'm gonna make the thing that I want happen, right? I'm gonna pull this from here and this from there, and this out of my ass, and I'm gonna pull all these things together, and I'm gonna create this beautiful life that I want. And it's already beautiful because things that I want are happening here and there and here and there. And I'm just gonna be grateful for those things until all of those things come together into one thing. And yeah. Cool. Peace out.